This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelketh. Myanmar's deposed civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She's currently facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that seized power more than 4 months ago. The 75-year-old Suu Kyi is facing charges of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies and violating COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary elections. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in the elections. Suu Kyi has been accused by authorities of breaching the Official Secrets Act, inciting public unrest, misusing land for her charitable foundation, and accepting illegal payments of $600,000 in cash, plus 11 kilograms of gold. Her lawyers have told reporters they expect the current trial to last until the end of July. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants across 119 sites in the United States and Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities and demographic groups most impacted by the disease. The demand for COVID-19 shots in the U.S. has dropped off dramatically. The Novavax vaccine is expected to play an important role in boosting vaccine supplies in the developing world. It is easy to store and transport. This is VOA.